All right, here we go. It was so Zev, we're learning over. We're starting over here. Okay, let's start from over here. We're going to start from the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ki oz lebe midrasha. Rabbi Yehuda ki oz lebe midrasha. On daf mem tes amid aleph. We want to welcome over here, Mr. Ron Goldberg is here. We want to welcome over here Shlomi Rabinowitz. We have our full house, Shlomi Rabinowitz, Ron Goldberg. We have Shul Zev Lobel. We have Shul Lehman. We're going to have a good share tonight. Everyone should now awake. Here we go. Okay, we're going to go very quickly. We're going to use the Sifta, so that way I can make believe that I know nothing. Here we go. New Gemara. The more we're selling us over here, we Shul Zev, we'll go quickly. We'll go with after Mentes
of L'chaim Chof Alef Kislev.
Oh, l'chaim to the Rebbe. Memtes Amid Beis. Memtes Amid Beis. Rabbi Huda Kad Ozlev Lebe Midrash. Rabbi Huda when he went to Beis Medrash. Shakel Gulfa Al Kaspe. He took a kankan. He took a gulfa. Gulfa is a container on his shoulder. And he took with him to Beis Medrash to sit. In other words, he took over here. He carried this on his shoulder. No, thank you. I'm not thirsty. I'm going to drink over here hot. Hot cup of coffee I have here.
You always have coffee, but you never drink it.
You're very observant.
What?
You're very observant. Rabbi Yehuda Kad also lebe midrasha. When he went to the Smed Shakel Gulfa al Kaspi, he took a gulfa. Gulfa means a container.
Which line? I'm sorry.
A milk crate. Daf memtes on the
base. No, I know, but how many lines?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I really want to go fast. I want to do an experiment.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
I want to try to learn tonight daf yom.
7 lines from top?
It's from the bottom. I see Shlomi is very frustrated, so I want to try to next.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. If you don't
experiment.
Gotta...
We're trying to learn the whole daf.
What do you
have? Okay, Rabbi Huda Kara Avi Oslo Amen. Rabbi Huda Kara Oslo Bemidrasha, Shakel Gulfa Al Kaspi. He took over on his shoulder, Kaspi. He took a Gulfa, good means a container. He took a container on his shoulder and he brought it with him to the base medrash to sit upon, like a milk crate.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's carrying like a milk crate on and he put it on his shoulder. What's the problem? The problem is that it's not lifting the covered. That it's not lefik. Let me turn that because I want to see with Shol Zev. I like that. This way I get to see in the mirror. I turn this way. I can see in the mirror. Okay. I can see if you're looking at your smartphone. Shlomi, you look like you're in a very bad mood. Shlomi, what are you depressed about something now? You want to be depressed? Come to me. I have a lot of. Right. So you put it different. It's not lefik kavoida. It's a bezoyin kavod atoyra. Covered at her to carry this on his shoulder. Omar, he said, Gedoy le Molocha. And he said about himself, Gedoy le Molocha, Gevald Gazach de Molocha, Shemich Abedes es Beolecha. If you work for a living, it gives cover to the Beolecha, to the owner. And in this chus, I have.
What is he saying here?
Gedoy le Molocha. I'm translating the words of him in the Masiftik. Toiva Gedoy le Oise HaMolocha. It's a very good thing to work for a living. Why?
Well, we just spoke about this.
Shemich Abedes es Beolecha. By working, it's in the merit of working, you're able to be zoiche to sit on a chair and not sit on the ground. In other words, what he's saying over here is that, look at this,
what he's saying over here is that
if I did not have a job and I came to hear the shir, I would have to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
But now that I have a job, I'm able to afford a chair. Or he took his merchandise. He has merchandise, and he used the merchandise as a stool, as some of
the
shir.
Who says this in the Mefarshim?
This it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, and therefore I don't have to sit on the ground. So Rabbi Shimon
because he has a
Torah, you know the. Some guy made a big speech, you know, to all the Talmidim and said, none of them should go to college; they should just learn.
Okay.
The rest of their lives. You know.
What happened to those people? What happened to them? They starved to death. They suffered bezionis, probably, because they're not parnasa.
The shver supports
them. Who says the shver? You have so many, everyone's a rich shver. How many rich shvers are there in the world? Okay, I don't know about rich shvers. Let's go right. So over here, and therefore, the thing of Azoy, this person over here, they went to the shir. It seems like he would have gone to the shir no matter what. He would have gone to the shir.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Whether he gone to the shir, whether he had a parnasa or not. But because he had a living, he earned a living, he was able to take a container, a milk crate, and carry it on his shoulder, and use that as a chair to sit on the floor,
yeah.
And he should not have the discomfort of sitting on the floor itself. And he said, "Gedoy lemalacha, because I do work, and I earn a parnasa, and I have this milk crate."
In this base measures, they have chairs. You don't have to bring your own.
So I don't know. It's not a pellet. It's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says gulf. A gulf means a container. It would appear that the container was part of the merchandise that he had in his business, and he brought it to the Beis Medrash, and he put it on the ground, and he sat down upon it, and that made it more comfortable to learn Torah. And he then commented, "Amar gedela malacha shemechabed es espalech, gives honor to the people who work." And what he meant to say over here was that because I have what to sit down, I don't have to sit on the floor. I don't have to suffer either the physical pain of sitting on the floor or suffer the humiliation of sitting on the floor. Yeah. Excellent. Now we have another story, a nice story. Rabbi Shimon Shakel Tzana al Kaspe. Rabbi Shimon, who is this Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Yechoy? Is Rashbi? I don't know. Rabbi Shimon, he took a tzana as a basket on his shoulders and he did the zel bazach. He sat down on the floor. Omar gedil malacha shemechabed es espolecha. Because it protected him from the sun and the rain. This tzana, he did not sit down. I mean, it did not sit like an umbrella. He did not actually sit down upon it.
It was a protection.
Therefore, he said, look, because I have parnasa, now when it rains, I have how to take care of myself. It's a gewalt gezach to have parnasa. If you have parnasa, then there things come about and you're
where
able...
Where did you see that this is referring to?
It says in the Farshim. I'm telling
Rashi
you.
Rashi the Ram doesn't mention it.
No. Okay. So who says this? Oh, is Nun Beis Ben Yehoyada. Maratz Maritz Chius Nokach Shagamer B'Shem Chayunitlas Asal Al Manas L'Shabech Allah Beis Meshav. He quotes the Ben Yehoyada, the best Ben Ishchai, and the Maritz Chius, and says that this is a continuation of the previous Gemara that he went to the Beis Medrash and he was able to use this what he had to protect him from the sun. I guess in the Beis Medrash there was no ceiling, and the sun was beating down on the people in the Beis Medrash. So he was able to go put up like an umbrella to protect him.
Sounds like
from,
Yana,
from the rays of the sun when he's sitting. Can you imagine you go to the Beis Medrash and the people sitting that they have umbrellas in the Beis Medrash to protect them from the sun from the roof.
In the Beis Medrash.
That's what it seems. That's what
so
it seems. Next piece of where we're trying to do something different tonight. We're trying to actually learn a whole daf. We're going to go very, very quickly. We have limited answering of questions, and then we're going to have changing my strategy. I'm trying to get new people to come. So we're changing the strategy. We have limited questions and limited explanation. Right. The wife, Rabbi Yehuda, Nofgas, she went out to the market. Noktas Amra, she purchased wool. She went to the market and she bought wool. Noctas means to purchase,
okay.
Correct, to bought. Okay. Of the glima de hutve, she made from the wool, she purchased raw material. You know what that is, raw material? Something raw material.
Yeah.
And she went out of it a glima, she made out of it a glima de hutve. Hutve comes from the word toiv, a beautiful garment, exquisite, like you've never seen before. Ka nofkas le shuka, when she went out to the market, mikasye bay. She wore this beautiful garment. She went out to the street, and people were complimenting her on her beautiful clothing.
Yeah.
And when Rabbi Yehuda went to Davin, this was the wife of Rabbi Yehuda, and when Rabbi Yehuda, when he went to Davin Shachris, Mincha Ma'ariv, he used the same garment. He used the same garment also to go to Shul. Rabbi Litzaluye, Havi Mikasa Umatza Hu Davin. And when he would put on this garment, Hava Mivarech, he made the bracha, Baruch She'otani Mi'il. A Naya bracha. I heard this bracha, we make a bracha.
Or Shechiano.
But this is a different nusi. Every single day, he said, every single time that he covered himself with this garment, he made the bracha, Baruch She'otani Mi'il. Blessed is Hashem She'otani, who has dressed me, enveloped me in a meal, a cloak. Now, what does this mean over here? What does it mean exactly? This is called a me'il. It was a very
chashu legger. You said that nobody had such a me'il.
Okay, so it was a pella.
So
he made a bracha. He made a bracha b'shem malchus.
Did he make
a bracha b'shem malchus? We have no record. You make a b'shem malchus. L'chai, what it means over here is that he made what he said. He said it's b'loy shem malchus. He just said these words. Blessed is Hashem that He dressed me with this beautiful garment.
Look what the Ram says here.
What does the Ram say?
Shechashiv ain't a kimeil.
Kimer,
so was it a meal or not?
It's not a meal, because she made a galima.
What's the difference between a galima and a meal?
I don't know. There's a difference between a galima and a
shirt. And
it's a difference.
Chlestish.
Glima is like a talus, I think.
Glima Sofanshi, he wore this garment. Now, what's the obvious kasha?
Oh, it's
Lusavishisha. Silbashish, excellent series. He knows everything, this guy.
No, I just
why doesn't it call a Silbash Gever? Silbash Gever Silmasich. This woman, she made it for herself for clothing.
So I thought of that also.
The Midavai Loi was so poor.
Yeah.
So my son, the Gemara, he didn't
six
come to
people.
He didn't come to the Beis HaMedrash one day. And they asked him, why not? He said, it was my wife's day to wear the garment.
To wear the garment, excellent.
So my wife,
that's
wife?
How poor he was. It was his wife's day to wear the garment. It was his wife's day to wear the garment.
Shelly and the Gemara.
Right.
And he was so poor. Rabbi Yehuda Beloi was a very poor man.
Oh, and he could.
So why is this little silbash?
It
has to be, it was a gender-neutral garment. The Isser prohibition of Silbash is when the garment is miyuchet for Nashim. It's not. It was a gender equal garment. Next. Zimnechad, another, the Gemara brings another story. Zimnechad, another time. Zavar Gaz Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Tanisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Gezer Tainis. Why was he Gezer Tainis? I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda also Lebeth. That was the story according to the Mr. Rapport. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi did not come to the Bet Midrash. He did not come to the fast. Why not? He did not come. Amun Le, they said to him, why didn't you come? Why didn't you come? Rav Shimon, he wanted to know what's the cause. Why didn't come? Loi is like kisuya. Is it because you don't have a garment to wear to come to this medrash? Shadalei. So the glima v'loi kabil. So he sent Rabbi Gamliel. He sent a garment to the home of Rabbi Yehuda to wear the garment so he can come. V'loi kabil. He refused to accept the garment. Why did he refuse? Dolei sifta soinei matonis yichya. Dolet Sifta, so he lifted up the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Eloi. He lifted up Sifta, it was the cushion upon which he was sitting.
Yeah.
He was sitting on a cushion in this house, and what happened? And it was a miracle happened. This is what says in the Gemara. Dolet Sifta, and underneath his chair,
he lifted up
Sifta. Means the mattress or the mat that he was sitting upon, and a miracle happened, and that area was filled with gold coins.
Wow.
The Omar lay lishlucha. He said to the messenger. He said, "Chazi ma ika. Look, I'm a rich man. I don't want your gifts." Rabbi Gamliel sent.
Are you sure that's what happened? He found money.
What it says over here. He found money.
There was money, so
the Rabbi Gamliel said he was Gezer Tainis. Everyone has to come to the Bet Midrash to go fast. Rabbi Huda did not come. He did not come. So he made an investigation. Why did he not come? It's because he doesn't have a coat. He doesn't have a shirt to wear. If that's the case, we need his prayers. We need him to come. He has a koy chatzfila. Send him a shirt. Send him a garment. They sent him. The messenger arrives. Rabbi Huda says, "I don't want your gifts. You think I'm a poor man? I'm not a poor man. He got up from his chair. He picked up the mattress. This where it comes from, that you stuff your mattress with money. You ever hear that? People, you're supposed to stuff your mattress with money. Where does it come from? This is my favorite daf. It comes from daf Nun Amid Aleph.
No, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Nun Amid Aleph.
This is where it comes from.
Why did they get nice?
He went and he said, "I think I'm a poor man. I'm not a poor man. I'm a very rich man. My mattress is filled with gold coins. Look, it was a miracle.
So therefore,
Chazim Aika, Miulo Nichali de Ishanich Behadein Olma. Yet I don't want to wear a nice shirt. I don't want to have money from you because I don't want to be nene in this world. From Oilam Hazeh, I'm a parish.
What about the gold? Also
the gold, nice. Exactly. So he's saying over here, if I really want, I can go and I can make money. If I want, I can be nene. But every hano that I have in this world is going to take away from the benefit of the next world. Next story, Rabbi Akiva is.
So he couldn't go to the Beis Medrash because he didn't have a code.
He didn't have a code. He didn't have a code that he earned this world. He didn't have a code. He did not write. He was a bezoyin. It's not bakavdik for the tzibur to go without clothing into the Beis Medrash. Next ma'isa. Rabbi Akiva iskad shat le brate de kalba savua. Famous Gemara. Rabbi Akiva got married. He was married three times. You know, Rabbi Akiva was married to three women.
I was only aware twice.
Three times. He was married to three women. One was kalba savua. One was Rachel.
There was
another one. Three people he was married to.
He married a Russia's wife.
Whose wife?
I'm the Strapas' wife.
Wife, three women he was married to. Bikiva iskad shat le berate de kalba savua. He was married to her. Now, when kalba savua found out, shama kalba savua, when he found out that his daughter married a Talmud Chachmi, he was a poor man, he was a shepherd. He didn't have anything, so he was very, because he could have got for his daughter a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, someone tall and good looking like Mr. Ron Goldberg, and he took Rabbi Akiva. He wasn't exactly known to be.
She could have married you.
Shama Kalba Savua, Adra Hanoa Mikol Nirse. So Kalba Savua was very disappointed.
He didn't like it.
So he went and he made a neder that my daughter, he made a neder that my daughter didn't have any hand of my possessions.
No, enough, right?
What happened? Azla, the Isnasiva Le.
Could you repeat that again?
Adra Hano Mikol Nichse. So Rav Kalba Savua made a neder that my daughter may not have Hano, my daughter may not have Hano from the assets. When I die, she's not going to be able to be Yerush me. Nothing, get nothing. Meet him also. Azla, she went, the Isnasiva Le. No, she first got engaged. The first at Erison. So she couldn't care less. She went and she married him b'sisva in the winter time when it was very, very cold. Havaganu b'tivna. So she didn't care. She liked him. She wanted to marry him. She married him. She saw that the Gemara elsewhere said that she saw that he had very good midos. She saw the potential that she could make out of him the Gadol Hadar.
At the time he was an Amaretz.
He was 40 years old Amaretz. And it went b'sisva. She said to him, if I'll marry you, will you go to the Beis Medrash? Will you go to Kollel? If I'll marry you, will you become a clothing man? He said yes.
Have a gun again?
All the credit goes to the wife.
So again, Oslo.
Oslo, she went the Isnasiva late. She didn't care, even though then Erison is soon. First at Erison. And then after the Erison, the council found out what his daughter did. So he said, if you proceed and make the Nisuin, I will forbid you to have anything from my possessions. And she said, I don't care. So he did. He made a neder. You may not have anything from me. And then she proceeded to have Nisun with him. Right. It was the winter. And they slept in a barn on straw. Azla, she went. Azla the Isnasivale. What happened? Besis from the winter. Have a be tivna. They slept on straw. Have a minakate le tivna min mazia. Rabbi Akiva would take the straw between her hair. A very romantic husband. Okay, this is what you call romance. It's when the husband. It's what it means. Look at Shlomi.
He plucked out the straw
from her hair. She had nice hair, and Rabbi Akiva was her husband, and he pulled out the straw because they slept on straw, so they were all full of straw.
So that means that her hair was not covered well. Okay,
we have a chassid over here talking about covering the hair. Maybe. By the Hasidim, they shave off their head.
Not all of them, some of them.
Okay, so he's asking emerging a kasha. You have a fairish araya.
No.
Rabbi Akiva was a litvak.
That wasn't my question. Okay, nice.
Like b'cha, a litvak. B'cha is cold, it chuckles, and if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined.
Weiter.
So therefore, Havikah Minake Le Tivna Bain Maz. The word Mazia means here. Here. So he's tailed plucking out straw between her here. It's very romantic, no?
This is
my favorite daf, Shas daf Nun. Here we go. Omar law. So Omar Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, Ihavali Rimina, if I had money, Ihavali Kama, if I was a rich man, if I was a rich man, then Remina Lich Yerushalayim Didav. It's unbelievable Gemara. I would give you a Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. This is the Makar. This is the Makar of the golden wedding anniversary. The golden wedding anniversary. Yerushalayim Didav of gold. Fine. Asa Eliyahu. It means a tachshit, a headband. And on the headband, it says the word Yerushalayim. And this band is made from gold. These are Sisrei Torah Khan. Rabbi Wolfson. Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, it should be good and well. He has a lot of beautiful Torah on the significance of the concept of the Yerushalayim Shel Zahav.
But it means a piece of jewelry?
A piece of jewelry.
What's Rabbi Wolfson's first name?
Moshe. Moshe Wolfson, very holy person.
The Mepharshim said this is a piece of jewelry.
Malach Elokim. What?
The Mepharshim said this is a piece of jewelry.
Yes. You're not allowed to wear this on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear
it. Why is it called Zahav Shel Yerushalayim?
Because they would etch on the thing Yerushalayim. Imloy Ale es Yerushalayim al Roish. Simchasi. Roish, you put the big on the Roish.
Rashi doesn't say that. Tsuyeres, b'chol on Yoni Yerushalayim.
Pictures. Oh, you're saying a very good word. You're saying that it doesn't mean Tsuyeres, that there was pictures, not the word Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because there's a lot of times when you have on the stones, you have the Degolim. What were the Degolim? Well, if you go into a nice shul, they show you the Degolim. Yeah. They show you stained glass windows of different images. They show you Zvulin, they show you a ship. is that the golem in the midbar, they were pictures, or it was just a flag and there were letters that said on it.
No, they had a color. Each one had
a
different
color. There were the pictures or just the letters. Know,
right?
So the whole big shayla over here, you're saying very good. It's a big shayla. The Pasha says there were no pictures. It just said letters.
Okay,
letters.
Okay.
Here it says, you're saying, Murdi Gavard, Ramina Shushan Dahava, Pasaksu says the Rashi. Rashi Yavali, Ramina Shushan Dahava, Eli Sibuk Kishash, Esalah Yushan Shalzov, Bote Nefesh. What's a Bote Nefesh? What does that mean? Yushalayim Shalzov, Bote Nefesh. Okay, well, I don't know what that means. Shemitzuyeres b'chol in yonei Yerushalayim. V'ahaynu d'arbinu b'sach l'shabbos ir Yerushalayim shal zov k'dikud ovelo Rabbi Meir l'kiv li d'bitzel Rabbi Meir's wife. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, Yerushalayim do Yerushalayim d'chava tachshit shal zov shal Yerushalayim mitzuyeres v'ah. V'yichach ovelo k'di'isla b'perek b'amoch isha. This is a very big story. So you're allowed to wear, let's say you give your wife a Yerushalayim shal zov, is she allowed to wear it in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos? No, Parshas is not why, because she'll take it off.
She might show it to
She'll show someone else, or she'll be so embarrassed because no one else has it. She'll be embarrassed that she's so much better than everyone else. She might come to take it off and put it in her pocket.
That's what it says?
Yeah. So therefore, we mean like you shlaim to the hava. So therefore, that's what he said to his wife. So over here in the Masif, in Ois Tes Vav, he has over here in Ois Tes Vav, he writes a lot. Also look at the book. He eventually got it for her. Okay, eventually got it for her.
And started making money.
And kalos. Okay, and there was such a minug that they gave that a kala, when she got married, would wear the Yerushalayim shells of once in her life. Once in her life, it was soita muvod b'raisa shatars kalos. The atras kalos haynu
Yerushalayim that was built in its beauty.
And there's a whole shafi lot of wear b'zvan asif. Hayachish b'yusham d'lug 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 b'yusham Okay,
you
now
this. Such a thing?
No, but I'm a farish because she bought a nefesh, kinu litachshi
bizmanim.
She kein kemia vitolub alatzavar oyala beged. It was like a kemia, an amulet that you hang on your chest.
Nee.
Okay, that's what the mafarish says, which was Rashi
that,
over here.
That
yushlaim to the hava means like a necklace,
was it
a charm, an amulet. It goes within a sham, is I guess where the heart is beating.
Okay.
You hang it, it's an amulet, a kameya that you hang on a chain by your neck. That's what Yerushalayim shells of. The Ran disagrees, and the Pashto says in Masechta Shabbos, it means a headband. It's
a
some
headband?
Type of designer headband, which is what?
Yeah.
A tiara. And there's a whole shayla, is a kala allowed.
Where do you see this?
Is allowed to wear this.
The head.
Ran, the tachshit. Okay, you go. Yes, the Ran tachshit shells of Yerushalayim with Mitzvah.
That's not just a way.
Okay, you're right. It doesn't say beferish. You're right. Okay, let's go weiter.
Okay, next.
Okay, fine. Next. Also, Eliyahu. Okay, so he promised his wife that because you moisten nefesh, she put. I will set for you. Also, Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi Zochur LaTorif. He appeared. Idmei Lochayin Kenosh. He appeared to them as if he was a person with kokori alabab, and he banged on the door. So Rabbi Akiva. And his wife, they were a young married couple. They did not have a bedroom set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't have a bedroom set. They were living in some barn
mm-hmm.
on straw, and Rabbi Akiva,
I learned this 7 years ago.
Romantically would take the straw out of his wife's hair when they woke up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Eliyahu Navi came. This murdered Gemara. He came and he banged the door and he made believe that he was a poor man. Also, he banged on the door. He called. Yeah,
he called.
No, which means he banged the door.
Okay.
He rang the doorbell.
Me.
They had one of those Amazon. What are they called? What's the fancy one? What is it? What?
Ring.
They couldn't afford. They couldn't afford a bed, but they had a ring. They had a ring connected to the smartphones. The Kokari Ababa. Amalu havulu porto de tivna. He said, please give me a small porto, means a small amount. Porto.
As if he was a poor man.
Eliyahu Hanavi was, he's always in disguise. You notice that? Eliyahu Hanavi is always, he's always in disguise. He's a master of disguise,
me.
Eliyahu Hanavi.
Me.
And he said, please, I'm a poor man, can you give me some, a porto means a small amount of straw. I need to lie down on the ground.
Me. Rabbi Akiva gave
him
the whole thing.
Why the Allah did it to see? He told him, my wife gave birth. I get a mazel tov. My wife had a baby boy, I bet a baby. Lastly, midoam means I have nothing. De aguna, and I have nothing that my wife can sit down. She's a choyle. My wife gave birth and she needs to lie down because she's in pain and she needs to lie down something soft. I need some straw for her. Please give me some straw so my wife can have some comfort. All my law. So this is an unbelievable Gemara. It's kedai to learn the whole Shas. Right. The whole Shas. Talmud, Bavli, Yushalmi, Medrash, Sifros, Sifrei. Even Sichas, Shedim, Udukolim, to learn this word of Gemara. What it says over here, Omar Lo, Rabbi Akiva Le'intis, Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, the daughter of Kalva Savua, Chazi, see, Gavra, look at this person. The Afilu Tivno Lo Isle, he doesn't even have Tevin. What, you think you're lacking? There are people out there that have even less than you. No matter how...
So this is Musa Haskell.
Unbelievable, Musa Haskell. Never, ever complain. Never complain. There are people that would give their right arm...
This is Gavaldi.
Their right arm to be in your position. Never, ever complain about anything. Chazi Gavra di Afilu Tivna Loi Isle doesn't even have a shodifa. We have nothing to complain about. We're millionaires. We have all the straw. Look, this person doesn't even have a straw for his wife who gave birth. Okay, so he gave her comfort. Amrolei. So Amrolei means the daughter of Kalba Sivua. What was her name? Rachel. Rachel said to Rabbi Akiva, Zil Havei Beirav. It's time for you, my husband, to go to Koilel. It's time for you to go to Koilel. Ozel, he went. Tarte Shreshin is the famous story. He went there for 2 years.
So we have to assume the end of the story is he did give straw.
Of course he gave straw. And you have to also appreciate that the Smichus Hadvarim, this Maisa Eliyahu is what triggered, you hear Rabbi Sholiman? This unbelievable Gemara. This Maisa Eliyahu is what triggered Rachel to ask her husband to go sit and learn. If Eliyahu Hanavi would not have come and banged on the door and said that my wife gave birth and I need some straw for her to sit down on, would Rachel ever have even had a machshav in her mind, Akiva, maybe it's time you should go sit and learn, you should go to Koilel and learn something? No. They married. You know, when they get married, it says you'll go to Beis Medrash, you'll learn the Aleph Beis, you learn how to daven from the Siddur, you learn how to make a bracha for the Aliyah, to say the Haftorah, and that's enough. Would it ever have entered into her mind the idea that her husband should go for serious, heavy-duty learning? No. It was because of Rabbi Akiva.
The Mepharshim say, why did he go? Because he wanted to comfort them. Look at me.
Not necessarily. No, that's what I'm trying to say. Eliyahu HaNavi is coming over here to
comfort them.
To comfort. So
you have more. You have more than that.
Comfort was what triggered.
Yeah.
But
what's interesting is it doesn't say Rachel said go work. We see how poor we are. Go work.
Pavakert.
Go learn.
Exactly. Go learn. This is the trigger. It's an unbelievable Gemara. The Maisa with Eliyahu is the trigger. Is what triggered Rachel to say, look, there are people that have less than us.
Yeah.
So we're millionaires. If we're millionaires, sit and learn. When do people have a havamin that they go sit and learn? They have everything ready, right? They have mamash more money than in Korach. And they have COVID, and they have buildings. So what do they want now?
So now you will
sit and learn. Now that I've made it, I mamash, I conquered the world, I have everything, I have 10 homes, all the parts of the world, and I have money and COVID, and chulu. And now what? Okay. Now I'm going to go sit and learn. So over here, being a millionaire is all relative.
Yeah.
You have straw, and Eliyahu comes and says, you're millionaires. The people don't even have straw. Male, if you're millionaires, what is life all about anyway? So this was the trigger. Eliyahu HaNavi coming and telling them, my wife gave birth, they don't have straw, was the trigger. Wow, we talk, I have a lot. There are people out there that have a lot less. And they survive. So we'll survive. So you know what? It's kedai that my husband should be a real Talmud Chacham. He'll have something for real. Okay? This is a trigger. Yeah. Shlomi, hear the vart? You're not going to hear this by Eli. You're not going to hear this by Shruli. It's a good vart?
Sure. But I'll hear this.
Okay? Ozal Trey Srey Srey. So he went for how many years? 12 years.
Why 12 years?
Why 12 years? Why? We learned by Yaakov and Rachel. It was 7 years. What's the pshat? 12 years?
No, let me see. Why 12 years?
Ozal Tarte Sreishni, where he went for. No. I'm sorry. It's incorrect. It says he went. Ozal went Tarte Sreishni. He went for.
No,
12
years.
Right. 12 years. Right. Kame. You're right. I'm sorry.
What does the Bach say? Aleph?
Ozal, he went Tarte Sreishin. I don't know. We have to go by. Tarte Sreishin for 12 years. Kame, who's the Rebbe? People don't know this part of the story. Kame, the Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. The Eliezer was a Shamute. He went to Rebbe Eliezer. He went to. Whose base center should he go to? Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Why Dafka Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua? I don't know. It's very important to know who they went learn by. It's like the base medrash of shame ve'aver. It's not the same. It's a different mahal chalimut. Next. L'mishlam tarte sreishin. And after that, at the end of 12 years, ka'asa lebesa. He came home. He came home to visit his wife. Shama min achori abesa. He heard from behind the door. De'kamo lechad rosha l'debisu. And Chazal said, who is this rosha? It was a person. It was a rosha in disguise. The same Eliyahu HaNavi.
Are you serious?
Yes, Eliyahu HaNavi was in disguise.
Who says this?
Ois Yutesra on the bottom says, Bekesubis. This Gemara, by the way, appears a parallel Gemara to this. Is in Mesechta Kesubis. We learned this.
Yeah.
We learned Kesubis as a long ago. It says, and there it says a Saba. A Saba. Okay, so the Saba, and every time it says in Shas Saba, we have a Mesera.
Saba
means Eliyahu HaNavi.
Right.
So we have a parallel story. L'chor, it's the same story. It's been given over different words. And over here it says that Russia. Pili ploim. It says a Russia.
Yeah, who says this is Eliyahu HaNavi? Because none of them parts.
The Gemara Mesechta Kesubis. If you want to assume, you want to make an assumption that it's the same person, maybe not, but if you want to make an assumption it's the same story and just different terminology, in the Sakh, yes, and there he calls him a Saba, and here he calls him a Russia. A Russia, okay? A Saba, and a Saba is a Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, Mesach Chulin. Chulin da Vav, Vav, every time it says, and the Ben Yoda, that the Ben Yoda says, that they're two separate stories. How do you like that? Ben Yehuda says that the story of Masechta Kesubis is nish the zelba story as Masechta Nedarim. Okay. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. But he heard a rosh that says, Shapir Ovid Lich Avuch, it's a good thing that your father made a neder to ban you from his estate, from his wealth, because you did a foolish thing. Chadam, why the Lord, Chadam, number one, is the loydami lich, is that you don't deserve him. He doesn't deserve you. Number one is the loydami lich. Two reasons
he's
why
worse than you.
He's worse than you. That he does not come to your lineage. You're the daughter of Kalba Savua. Why was he called Kalba Savua? Why are we called Kalba Savua? Kalba means a dog. Savua means to be satisfied. Even if a person comes into your home hungry as a dog, he walks out satisfied.
So
a dog is never satisfied. A dog can eat forever. But even if a person was hungry like a dog, when he came into the home of a Kalbanist person,
he left Seisha.
That's how generous and wealthy he was. But he would not allow his daughter to marry an Amoritz.
So Rashi says you're worse because he left him like a widow.
That's the next. The second thing is Shavkoch Ar Melusa Chayois. Two things. Chada, the Gemara says, Shapir Ovin Lich Avuch. Your father did a good thing by being in there not to allow you to have anah. Chad, number one. Deloy Domi Lech. Number one, he's not comparable to you in lineage.
Yeah.
He's not fitting for you. You're the daughter of a prince. Of
that's not what Rashi says.
Chada.
He left you as a widow.
Chada.
No, so
that's next.
No,
that's the second thing.
No.
That's the second. You deserve what happened to you.
No.
Let me find the first one. Let me see. Chada, Shapir Ovid Lech Avuch. Chada, number one. Deloy Domi Loch. Period. Okay, period.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two. Shavkoch.
Okay,
he abandoned you.
I don't know
what kind of husband do you have? You can go call the police. He abandoned you. Armilus Chayois Kulhoin Shinin. He abandoned you as a living widow for all of these years. So what did she say? Amule. So by the way, how was he allowed to be behind closed doors when Rabbi Akiva was outside? Yichud. He's alone in the house with his wife.
I think that's the reason why the Ben Yad wants to say it was a Rasha type.
So what?
But he's a Rasha.
But he's behind the. That's why he's a Rasha. He's a Yichud.
Yeah, he doesn't care. How did
she allow him in the house? Amrle, so she said, "It so is lidili. If only my husband would listen to me. If you only listen to me, I would tell him leheve tarte serei shenin acharan yosa halavai. He should go another 12 years. So if Rabbi Akiva, remember, Eliyahu Hanavi was the one who triggered by coming to the house and asking for straw the first 12 years to plant in her mind, look, there are people in the world that have even less than us, and they survive, so we'll also survive. And number two, Rabbi Akiva, Eliyahu Hanavi came back after 12 years to trigger another 12 years.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Amazing.
Eliyahu Hanavi came twice to trigger the first 12 years and the second 12 years.
Yeah.
The second 12 years.
Yeah.
So, Omar, Rabbi Akiva, when he heard his wife say this, he said, Choyl, since vi yo havat li rishu. So since my wife gives me permission, dar la choyrai, I'm going to make it a bad face. The Uber should not leave. We're going back to the base medrash for another 12 years. Hada Ozli went to study for another. Hada Ozal, he went to go study another 12 years. Now, what's the obvious kasha, the Veltz kasha of Chaim Shmulevitz?
Yeah, I heard.
He couldn't say hello. He couldn't say, my wife, I heard what you just said. I can go for another 12 years. But once I'm at the front door ready, let me give you greetings. Shalom Aleichem. How have you been these last 12 years?
It sounds romantic.
How come it was so romantic? He took out the straw from her hair. What happened to the romance? He took out the straw from her here, and here he's making the bad face. So what's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answers?
No.
12 times 2 to 1 times 24. The sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You cannot compare learning 24 consecutive years versus learning 12 years twice. Once you're mafsik, it's all over. It's all over. If only we would learn the daf 2 hours together, we would have learned 2 daf. We would learn 10 daf. Once you get into the momentum, you get into the groove, then the shefa of chokhmah, Torah, Yerushalayim, it flows like a fire hydrant. Mr. Goldberg, you want to learn tonight for 2 hours after this?
No, stay the whole night.
How about 3 hours?
To my wife. I can't.
Why?
I can't learn for 24 years. I can't learn for 24 years.
Shalom bais.
If your wife would know, she would say, my husband can go for 2 hours.
Yeah.
About 1 hour. Right? Also, what happened? He came back. Be'estrin v'arba alofin. He came back 12 years later with 24,000 students.
Yeah.
24 alofin zuge talmide, which means 12 times 2. These are the students who died. These are the students who died during Sfira.
24 pairs? 24,000?
24,000 Zuge Talmide, which means not 48, it means there were 12,000 times 2.
Oh.
Now notice when he came the first time, he had no Talmidim. No Talmidim.
Yeah.
When he came back the second time, he came back with 24,000 students. It goes to show that 24 consecutive years, look what it can do. You can bring back 24,000.
In Ksubis, they omit the word Zuge.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, it could be fine. Asa b'eshrin v'arba'ah alfin, 24,000 zuge talmidei, which means that there was a grand total of 24,000, which means 12,000 times 2. Nafikul yamul le'ape, the ganze welt came, when Rabbi Akiva came, the whole world came to be kabbalah spanim. V'afhi komas l'mepak b'le'ape, the wife also came to greet him. Omar lo ahu rishi'ah. The at lehecha, there was a wicked woman. We should be feminine. There was a wicked woman. Same person that Rasha say the same person. No, I think it's a Rishimim. This is a real wicked person. This wasn't Eliyahu in disguise. This is a real wicked person, and said to her, "The at lehecha, where do you think you're going? You what right do you have to go? Mi makabel the gadol hadar, Amrulei, Yodea." So Rabbi Akiva heard. Rabbi Akiva heard this wicked person talking like that to his wife.
Okay.
So Rabbi Akiva said to this wicked woman, Amalei, Yodea.
No, not Rabbi Akiva. Amalei is a lesson in the
cave. Amalei, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry. Rabbi Akiva's wife said, Amalei. So she said to him, to the Rasha, Yodea tzaddik nefesh behemtoi. He knows how much pain. In other words, it's very deep, this Gemara. I have a right to come be mekabel upon him, because I suffered because of him. And he knows it. He knows it. How does he know it? He wasn't present. There's something supernatural. there's a bond between a man and a woman. A man and a woman, and you know your wife's feelings. A husband knows how his wife feels even without saying one word. Even though they did not see each other for 24 years, is just like this is possible that Yodea Tzadik in Mishlei. Yodea Tzadik, Nefesh Bemto, she called herself an animal, and she says that is that my master, he knows how much I suffered, and therefore I'm entitled that I should be mekabel upon him. Mm-hmm. So what happened? Osas leish leish chazuye le. She went and she appeared before him. Called Matchon le Rabban and the Kanoim. The Kanoim said,
"Who she was?
A woman, Arois, a woman." How? Right.
At that point, they didn't know who she was.
They pushed her away. They pushed her out of the Beis Medrash. Omar Lohar Rabbi Akiva said the famous words, "Hanichu la." The most romantic thing you can possibly say about your wife. Leave her alone. Sheli v'shelochem shelo hu. Everything that we have accomplished only because of her tzar.
Everything goes to her.
Everything goes to her. Isn't it a pelting thing to say that? Everything that we have is all because it's shaykh to her. Because excellent. Advise me.
Yeah,
see what it says?
The Ran says.
This people don't know this Ran. People don't know this, Ran. It's not because. What do you mean? Why? Shalivishla, Shalivishla, Shalah. Who says? Who says? Only Rabbi Akiva can say this. Because in the story of Rabbi Akiva, it was Rabbi Akiva's wife who advised him to go learn. If not for her advice, he wasn't going to go learn.
Yeah.
Okay, this Ran, no one talks about this Ran.
Shalivishalachem
Shalahi. Toirasi v'toiraschem b'shvilohi shenasateli eitzo.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, this they're not going to say by the Sheva Brachas. Shenasateli eitzo l'meizal l'beirav. You only can say about a person shaliva shelachem shelohi is when she was not just the enabler, she was the actual, what's the better word?
Trigger.
She was the trigger, not just an enabler. She triggered.
Enabled
means, she allowed it to happen. She enabled it. But she's not the one that had the idea. Was the one that gave advice that put into motion. The one that is the goyrim. Okay, so this is Now the Mori says Shama Kalbo Savua. So Kalbo Savua heard about the Edim that his son-in-law is the Gadol Hadar. So what did he do? Also of the Ishtal al Nidre, so he went to the Bet Midrash and he said, I made a mistake. I want to be Shoyal made for the Neder
so
that his daughter and son in law can derive benefit from his assets.
So again, the Ishtal al Nidre?
Ishtal means to be Shoyal. Ishtal means it means to be Matir, to release. Ishtal to release the Neder, the Ishtere, and in the Beis Medrash they were the Ishtere, and they were Matir the Neder.
Yeah.
And then the Ishtere. And then it was permitted now, after Umatu the Neder, it was permitted for Rabbi Akiva to draw benefit from his assets. Okay, for the Gemara. Now, the Gemara goes, that's what he said. Now he bought for the Yushalayim Shel Zahav. Next. Min Shis Mile Iata Rabbi Akiva. Now, this is a new Gemara. Nai Gemara, the Gemara was saying over there that Rabbi Akiva ultimately was a very rich man. Call Hamekayim Esatara Me Oini. Anyone that is moiser nefesh to learn Torah when he's poor, eventually will be able to be mekayim the Torah when he's wealthy. It was niskayim by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was lying on straw, did not have a penny to his name, and ultimately he was zoicha to wealth.
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva was zoicha to see he had a diversified portfolio. Diversified portfolio, six avenues of revenue that brought him wealth. What were the six avenues of revenue that brought him wealth? Min shis mile yatar Rabbi Akiva. Number one is Eresh Tzachis.
Can you say it again? Min shis mile.
Min shis mile. From six different sources that matters.
Yeah.
Did Rabbi Akiva achieve wealth? Six different things. Number one is Min Kalbasu. Number one is Kalbas the Maisa. We just learned of Kalbasu. He was Mat the Neder. He was Mat the Neder. Number two, Min Ila Dispinta. Okay, that means from. What happened? There was Me'ayil Shel Sfina. Let's see. Tomorrow tells you a story. The story is the Chol Sfina, the Avdin Lay Min Eino.
Sfina means a ship.
A ship. Now, on the ship, there was something called an ayil. What does that mean exactly? The kol sefer of the lay min eina. Every ship had the demus, a heart of an animal. Why? As a sign that it goes very quick. You know, it's some type of supernatural. Some type of sounds like
you said a heart of an animal.
Not H-E-A-R-T,
H-A-R-T. An ayal is a very quick animal. A katzvi v'chayol, an ayal. An ayal is a gazelle. A gazelle, right, or a deer, or a hart.
Even a hart is a ram, same family. Heart
it
is
means
like
it's some type of creature which goes very quickly.
Okay.
Like Naftali Ayolo Shelucha. When they went to the Maris Machpelah to bear Yaakov, Esav held up the show. It's right. Mine. So they said, "What do you mean you sold it? Really? Let me see the deed. We didn't bring it with us. We're not expecting company over here. Well, now you have company. You're not bearing until I see the deed." So who do they send? Who do they send back to Egypt? Naphtali.
Yeah, yeah.
Why Naphtali? Because Naphtali, Ayolah Shelucha. He's like an Ayolah. Go very quick. So what do?
The gazelle is faster than a deer?
Yeah, that's what it seems, yeah. So they take the Ayolah, they make an image, like an Avodah Zarah. It's like the eagle. You make an image. It's like they have it on a car, on a Porsche, a Lamborghini. They have these images, these little things on the front. You ever see the front of a car? You ever see that in the front of the car?
Yeah, I've seen it.
They
yeah.
put these images of different Zachen on the very, very front
and
of the
Dodge
car.
A Dodge Ram.
They put a Ram.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. They did the Zelbazach. On the front of the ship, they would put a little Ram. And this little Ram was like...
Was like a Segula.
A supernatural segula that just like an Ayolah travels very quickly, this ship should travel the seas with Kefitzas HaDerech.
But then he brings a different Gersa.
Modern Zach, right?
There was an image of a sheep from wood.
Oh, a sheep. Okay, so there's a wire sheep. Okay, let's see, one thing at a time. L'chol, every boat they would put the demus of an ayah from wood. the demus of an ayah from wood. As a simen, it's some type of segula. It sounds like Darke Hoemori to do this, right?
No, look what Rashi says. They did that Bahoyu Nasmoy Kaspam.
And they would fill it, they would fill this wooden, they would make it made out of wood, it was hollow. Yeah. It was hollow, and inside they would put gold coins. They would fill it with Dinrei Zahav.
Okay,
that's why, I have no idea. Obviously it's some type of Darke Hoemori, it sounds like. Is a Jew allowed to do this? A Jew who owns a boat, is he allowed to go put on the front of the boat in the image? Carved out image of an ayil, and it's hollow on the inside. And on the inside, they would fill it up with gold coins, and this somehow would be a segula to cause the ship to travel very, very quickly.
Okay,
is there some science behind this that really you have something like this with gold coins that makes it go quicker? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds more like some type of avodah zarah, or maybe some type of segula. Zindachan, the one time, what happened? Al Kaif Yama. One time, they forgot it.
Well, what's the next one? Zindachada.
One time, and Shayua, they forgot. They forgot the ayil, Al Kaif Yama, on the seashore. And he came, the Ashkeche. The ship.
What does Anshua mean?
What happened once? They forgot it. Anshua, they forgot it. The ship docked. Gilligan's Island.
And they
docked on the island.
What's
and
like,
then
and
they were rescued.
What did they forget?
They forgot the aisle. The ship. The ship said, "Wreck." Well, how does the storm go? Like Gilligan's Island. The ship went and it landed on the island. And then they were rescued. And they abandoned the ship. And they abandoned the ship on the island. And then Rabbi Akiva came across this abandoned ship. And which had in the front of the ship the ayil that was filled with the gold coins, and the people who owned the ship, they just forgot about it because they were whatever the Maisha Kachaya, and Rabbi Kiva was able to take all the gold coins himself. One time was a Maisha where there were Goyim who had the ship, and on the front of the ship there was some golden ayil that was they had an ayil that was made from wood,
and they left it.
And inside the wood shell they put gold coins. And this was
they left it by
they left the whole ship. The ship docked.
But that's not Rashi says. Look what Rashi writes.
Rashi or the Ran? Which one are you learning? Rashi.
Rashi
when Kabul min al the Sfinta the Chol Sfinta Avdin lay min Iza min Eina, Oisin lo min Oisai Inyan shall Ayil. They made the inyan of an ayil. How does word ein? I don't know why. The Easter garsi min eina. How you oisim kamin tsoin shall eight sheep of gold of wood. For you noisim bo kis, so they put the money inside.
Yeah.
And shayu al kef yama sheshochachoy. The owners of the ship forgot lo oisim ayil svas hayam umitsa or Rabbi Akiva.
You mean they left? They forgot to bring it on the ship.
They forgot to take it home. The ship docked.
Oh, I see. I'm
the
sorry.
Ship docked in the I'm port, and the people were shemazels. They went into town, and they forgot about it. And Rabbi Akiva came along, and it was Hefker, and he went and he found an Italian. He became rich.
Right.
It was an enormous amount of money. Okay, now we go to the third source of his income. Umin Gavza. What's Gavza? A box. There was a box that was meant to put money, all the money, like a safe. You go into the hotel. You ever go to a hotel?
Yeah.
So in the hotel, in the closet. They have a safe.
Yeah.
They have a safe. It takes you about 3 days to figure out how to use the safe,
yeah.
How to press all the buttons to use the safe. So the last guy who was in the hotel forgot to take home with him all of his precious gold and silver. You open up the safe, and what do you see in there? Gold bars, bars of gold.
So the child, was he allowed to take that from the ship?
It seems yes.
After?
Yes. Umin Gavs, there was a box in a hotel. In a hotel, everyone, in a boat, everyone would deposit in the box their precious items. Umin Gavza, that was on the boat. Everyone would put all their money there. The Zindach, the one time, Yohif, Arbo'o Zuze Lissapunoi, he once gave four coins to...
Somebody.
He gave four coins Lissapunoi to sailors. Okay, to sailors.
Okay.
Rabbi Akiva, Omar Luhu, they said to Rabbi Akiva when they reached their destination, give me back my money. I gave them four gold coins. I see Omar Luhu, I see Li Midoam. So what happened? I say Li Midoam, bring me something. V'loy Ashkahu, and they did not find Ella Gavza. He gave them four coins. Omar Luhu, I say li midoam, bring me something, v'loy ashkachu, and they did not find what he wanted, ela gavza, al keif yama, and they only found the al keif yama, ayisu lei, amulei, ovid morono aloch. They said, the sailor said to Rabbi Akiva, Ovid Marana Alei, wait until we'll find more things. Ishtakach Tahava Mole Dinore, and they found in the box was full of gold coins. The Zimnecha, the Tova Sefinta, the Kula Iska Hava Moches Bahu Gavza, and all the money in the boat was found in that box. Ishtakach Bahu Zimna, and it was found on that, and it was found at that time. And this box, the min de Asrukisa, it was from Asgurisa to the travels of Asgurisa. Nachman, this is the whole movie. Basically, whatever happened was Rabbi Akiva went and he gave someone money to go on an exploration trip. He told them, "I'm giving you money, and go and invest it." Let's read the Gemara one more time. Go one more time. Umin Gavza. What was the Ma'aseh Gavza? Didn't have the one time Yohiv Arbohos is l'sapunei. Rabbi Akiva gave four coins to sailors.
What does it have to do with the box?
So he told them, I want you to go and make an investment. I'm giving you money.
Yeah.
I want you to go travel far away and buy merchandise.
Yeah.
Go to China. You go to China and buy laptops. Go to China and buy smartphones. In China, where they make it, it costs a fraction of what it costs over here. You buy something there, whatever you want, you bring it back, and we'll sell it in America on eBay. We'll make a lot of money. What should we buy? Anything. Go to China. Here's money. Here's $100. You go to China. Buy anything. Whatever you'll buy in China, when you'll come back to America, we'll be able to sell it 10 times more than what you're going to pay for it. Mi do'am means something. You got it?
Yeah.
Mi do'am. You go to a faraway place and buy me something, and when you come back, we will sell it. The sailors went to China and they bought a box. They brought it back. Okay, we'll put off a sale on eBay. Before they put off a sale on eBay, Rabbi Akiva opened the box And what was in the box?
I don't hear you either.
Do you hear me now?
Sounds off, Rabbi.
Sounds off. Do you hear me now? Okay, this is the internet problem.
Now you're okay.
Okay, now here's this. The story was Rabbi Akiva went and he said, Rabbi Akiva said to some sailors, I want to invest. Here's $100. Go to China. Buy me something. Buy me anything. And you'll come back, we'll sell it. They went to China and they found the box. They bought a box. They came back. We've got a box. Excellent. I'll put it up for sale, an auction. But before he put it up for sale, he opened up the box. Guess what was in the box? $1 billion was in the box. Because this box happened to be the box that was on a ship. And on this ship, everyone put all their valuables. And the ship sunk. And this box somehow washed up on the shore. And it was lying in some yard sale. And the people there, Mekiva told, go there, buy me something. They happened to buy the box. They never bothered to open up the box. What could possibly be in the box that you buy at a yard sale in someone's front lawn, from someone's backyard in China? They brought it back. He opened up the box. And what was in the box? $1 billion. It goes to show the Hashkocha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his people. He gave four zuz to sailors, to people that are going to go to another country and they're going to buy tchotchkes. And we're going to come back and we're going to sell it over here for a lot more money. Amalu, he told them, I say li mi do'am, buy me something. The word mi do'am means anything you see. Buy me yo-yos. Buy me chopsticks.
Yeah.
Buy me chow mein. Buy me anything that you want to buy. Okay? And v'loy ashkachu ela gavza. They come to China and everyone is in lockdown. Everyone's in lockdown. So what were they able to buy? The only thing they were able to buy was to go buy a box. They bought the box. Al kefiam. They found the box. Al kefiam on the seashore. I as yuale. They came back from their journey and they said, this is what we bought you. We bought you the box. Amrulay, Ovid Morona Ale. The sailor said, Ovid Morona Ale, wait until we'll find you more things. Let's go back.
In the meantime,
why do we need that part of the Gemara? The Mashal asked the Kasha that this part of the story doesn't make any sense. Taka says that this part of the story is a little schwer, what these words mean over here. Okay. But Ovid Morona Ale, wait for us. We'll go and buy more things. Ishtakach, and in the meantime, when the work, maybe what it means over here is that maybe the worker said maybe if they would not have gone away, the workers themselves would have discovered the treasure that's inside. So there's a shkach about this.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So the Havamole Dinari was filled with gold coins. How did the gold coins get into the box? Because this box used to be the safe on a ship for all the valuables. A boat sank. And that boat, when the custom was, you go onto a boat, you put all of your valuables into the safe. And this was the safe of a particular boat that sunk. And the safe, it washed up on the shore. And that's what they were selling. They didn't even know it was inside. And it was found at that time when I read Kiva. And this was Dimin Disru Kisa.
Okay, that's
it
a good
was.
Ending.
All right.
And that's because we should all
have get rich.
We should all be wealthy.
Wealthy,
use it,
healthy,
use it in
and
the right
wise.
Way.
Okay. Ain't only
rich.
Ain't only Ella Badas.
Toira Gdullah Bamakim Echad. Amen. Can you rotten?
Who says it's good to have both?
You have
what you need. You have what you need.
That's true. That's true.
Yeshiva tuition, we need a lot of money.
Oh, you bet. Never have enough. Never have enough. Yeshiva can never, ever have enough money. They say there's a malach in Shemayim. Whenever the yeshiva reaches 70% of the budget, the malach is dispatched. Stop. You cannot have more than 70% of the budget. You have to struggle for every dollar.
Yeah, I'm looking at him, yeah, right.